Hello, this is Mike Dubay giving my statement for what I seen Monday night, and that would be May 19th, I believe, because today is the 21st, and that was 2 days ago. It was approximately 9:45 when I was walking to the little corner store on Iyer Street. I was going down Spruce Street towards the downtown area, in that direction. And what I saw in the sky was like a bright triangle with sort of like flames shooting out of all three tips of it. I don't know if they were flames or if they were part of the object that I saw, but it was a weird looking object. And it just looked like it was in the shape of a triangle. With it was like orangey red in color, and it was kind of like fluttering almost, the colors. I wouldn't say changing in colors, they were just sort of fluttering. And I ran down because I saw two other guys that were going to turn and walk into the store, and I ran down because I wanted them to see what I was seeing as well. And these two gentlemen, they seemed like they were a little bit intoxicated, and they said, "Oh, that's probably just a meteorite." And I go, "No, that doesn't look like any kind of meteorite I've ever seen." And it just didn't make sense to me, and it was moving way too slowly. So then instead of going directly into the store, what I did was I walked down Iyer Street. I took a left-hand turn and walked down Iyer Street, and I was still looking at the object. I was locked on it, and I could see there was people standing in front of the little theater, which used to be a church called St. Regine, on Iyer Street. And they were talking amongst themselves about this UFO. And like at this point, it didn't register into my mind that it was a UFO. I just figured, this is really weird looking. And I didn't associate the fact that there might be somebody driving this thing. I thought it was like some kind of earthly phenomenon, maybe. But then as I watched it for maybe about another minute, this object decided to leave. It never seemed to turn. It just moved in towards the direction of New Sudbury area. And then it got smaller and smaller and smaller, and then it was totally gone. And it seemed to move away faster than when it was moving towards me. When it was moving towards me, it was slow, but when it moved away, it seemed to pick up some kind of speed. And I was a little freaked out by the experience. And I should have talked to the people that were outside that saw the situation as well, and maybe get some witnesses in that. But I was, I didn't know what to say to them. Like, you know, it's kind of a weird situation. Like, did you see that? Or, you know, I know they were talking about it, so I didn't really want to say, "Did you see that?" Because obviously they'd seen it, they were talking about it. So I didn't really know what to say. So I went back home, and then I called Mike the next day, and here we are. So, and that's pretty much about all I saw. And the size of it, at its largest size, I would say at an arm's length, if I were to hold something at an arm's length, I drew a picture of the exact size that I believe it was, and I would say it's about maybe 3 inches in size, 2.5 to 3 inches in size. So it was bigger than like a silver dollar or something like that. It was fairly large in size, completely, completely silent. There was no sound at all coming from this object. There was no beacon lights. Nothing was flashing on the object, which tells me right away it could not be an aircraft. There's no way this was an aircraft, because just the way it had turned, and it really never turned away from me. It stayed in the same position the whole time and just moved away. So I'm wondering if this triangle maybe had other sides to it that looked exactly the same as this side, and it did turn, and I couldn't notice because everything looked the same on the triangle. Maybe the triangle was actually shaped in a pyramid. I have no idea. I just know that I've never saw anything like this. This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And I've since I've had my sighting in 95, I've followed with all kinds of sighting shows and documentaries to learn more about this phenomenon. And I have never, ever seen anything described like this in any kind of documentary or any videos that I've ever seen on TV. So it was the weirdest thing I ever saw. It's not like a flying saucer. It's not like nothing that's ever been described before that I've ever heard of. So I thought it was kind of weird, and I figured I'd let Mike know about this. So that's my statement, and pretty much that's all I know. It's, the sighting only took like 2-3 minutes at the most, and I wish I would have had my little digital camera, because I would have put it on video and I would have videotaped it, but I didn't have my digital camera, and kind of feel sorry about that. But I went back out the next night and didn't see anything. And I'll probably go out again tonight and hope I see something again. And I'm going to have my video camera with me this time and hope for the best.